1700s, 1769. The colonies adopted English common law, and now, as a married white woman, I do not exist in the eyes of the law. I am the property of my husband. 1777. I do not have the right to vote in any state in this new nation.
1800s. 1848, in the Seneca Falls Declaration, I announce my degradation to the world. My husband can beat or imprison me with impunity. I have no right to my children in divorce. Most occupations are closed to me, and I make far less than a man when I do work. There are no colleges or universities that will accept me as a student. I have very few, usually no opportunities to engage in the affairs of my church. I am completely dependent on the men in my life. I agree with the Seneca Falls Declaration. The history of mankind shows that men want to establish an absolute tyranny over women.
1900s, 1908. The Supreme Court said that my physical structure and maternal duties mean it is illegal for me to work as long as men do in a day. 1964. Finally, employers are no longer allowed to discriminate against me in hiring practices. 1975. It is illegal to exclude me from serving on juries. 1978. My employer can no longer legally discriminate against me because of pregnancy or childbirth. 1981. The Supreme Court said I cannot be drafted.
2000s. 2014. The Supreme Court said my employer's health insurance doesn't have to cover contraceptives for me if they cite religious reasons. 2018. I have very little chance of climbing to the top of the corporate ladder. Only 6% of the largest 500 companies in the U.S. are run by women CEOs, and only 0.4% of CEOs are women of color. 2018. My interests are underrepresented in Congress. Women make up 20% of the U.S. Congress, and women of color make up 7%. 2018, I'm still underpaid. Women make about 80 cents for every dollar a man makes. African American women make 63 cents, and Latinas, 54 cents. 2018, I'm vulnerable to sexual assault. One in six women will be victims of rape or attempted rape in their lifetime. 47% of trans people will experience sexual assault in their lifetime. 2018, I am not recognized as equal under our U.S. Constitution. In 1923, we started fighting for an Equal Rights Amendment, and we still don't have one.